think?
Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and we got the Hall of Famer once again, John Nelson of OSG Sports. Yeah, you laugh all the time. What? You're supposed to get used to it. Steve Carney, Mark Solinsky are Hall of Famers. Okay? Do you want me to call the Hall of Fame insider? People say now insider all the time. You're a Hall of Famer. That's it. We're going to talk about MLS. Little games.
Insiders and Hall of Famers are two different things. If you're a Hall of Fame insider, that means that you're 400 years old and you're still working.
Well, you're not 400 years old, but gladly you're still working.
No.
You're working at Atlanta United FC or NMLS at United FC. Every team is named United FC. But anyway, we talked about this last week, Minnesota coming up and biting another team. This time your team, Atlanta United FC, 3-2, happened earlier on in the week. Big loss for Atlanta United. Does that cost them second place?
No, I think that you're still looking at NYCFC and what they have to do. I mean, obviously now it's win and get some help. So I think that Atlanta has to win this upcoming weekend against Red Bulls. And then when you don't know the motivation for TFC when they come down in 2.5 weeks or so, then I think that game will be the really interesting one because you won't know what Toronto FC is facing going in. You don't know what their mindset is. You don't know what Greg Vanney's thinking. But then, you know, okay, you've got to go out and win. But having 12 days off or so, I think will help Atlanta United for their matchup in Harrison against Red Bulls. It's, you know, once again, they've got to win two and then just put it on NYCFC and figure out what they're going to do. Obviously, now that Pirlo has said that he plans to retire at the end of his MLS contract, which is at the end of the calendar year. Personally, I think he might go home and try to figure out something in Serie A and do a you know, like a farewell tour or something. But right now, Atlanta could be the two. They could be the five. It just depends on how they do in their last two matches and how everyone else around them behaves.
All right. Just looking back at there's only three matches this weekend. They're all happening. The only Eastern team to play this weekend got a victory. The rest were ties, and Vancouver lost to New York Red Bulls 3-0. Does anybody want to win the West? Put it that way. Does anybody want to win the West?
Well, let me put it back to you this way. I think that because you have so many teams that are of the same caliber, that shared results seem to be pretty fair. And, you know, when you have – I'm still looking at Sporting on the way in, and the result that Vancouver got or had given to them against Red Bulls obviously helps keep Sporting close. But, you know, then when you look at the gaggle, the hashtag Nelson gaggle that's there in the West, and you look at pretty much, what, 2 through 8 – and, or, you know, maybe even 2 through 9 and trying to figure out positioning A and then trying to figure out who could be hanging out by the time you're done. I think it'll go down, obviously, the last weekend. And my money, if I had any, would still be on Sporting to overtake Vancouver in the end of it all. And then everybody would have to go through Sporting to get to MLS Cup. And that's going to be a tall order. It doesn't really matter who you're talking about. You know, did FCD turn it around with their recent run of results? You know, what RSL and Mike Detke have done is nothing short of absolute brilliant. And they have embraced his system after he spent time with Monarchs and then, you know, with the start that they had, then Jeff Cassar gets let go, and then you have Petke come up. And, you know, it's Sweaters, Printers, and Trey. And it has been a tremendous run for RSL. Houston gets their results. It's going to have to be on their results at home because Houston away is just nowhere close. Then, you know, you're looking at a San Jose team that might be a year away, but still they're doing some really good things with a very young side. And then you've got Seattle and Portland who are always going to be there, and you wonder if they're just laying in the weeds right now waiting for someone to get them in a first-round matchup, because I don't think you want either of them in a first-round matchup if they're the 3 and the 4. And then you end up with, you know, the rest of it with Sporting and with Vancouver. So The West is going to be fun for those of us who are not in the West, who are paying attention to it in the East, where it seems to be sorting out a little better. But, the West, they're going to knock each other around, and I just don't know if by the time the West is done, they'll have anything left for MLS Cup, no matter who they play.
Well, you mentioned Houston has to win their home game. Houston starts off the week against Sporting Kansas City at home on Wednesday. You're right. It's a very, very critical matchup. And let's face it, on Sunday, all other matches are played on Sunday this week. Toronto FC, if they're going to break the points record, they got to beat Montreal. And then we got a very good matchup between TFC in the last match against Atlanta there. Now, if I asked you, with 2 weeks left to play, and I know what you're going to say, but I'm still going to ask it, who's the player of the year?
I mean, right now, player of the year for me is David Villa. And it's, when you look at what he has done and has been integral for NYCFC to get to that second spot, right now I've got to go with Villa, and then it's everybody else who's fallen in behind. I mean, Toronto, I think, really, it's almost like when you have multiple actors for, like, the Best Actor Award at the Oscars, then they always seem to cancel each other out, and the guy from the independent film that no one watched always seems to win the Oscar. So I think that you're looking at David Villa and everybody else right now.
All right, and now the same question. Who's the defender of the year and the goalie of the year?
Well, goalie of the year is probably Tim Melia from Sporting. And the defense probably comes from that line in Kansas City. Is it Beasley? Is it O'Para? You look at what Sporting has done. Then you look at what Toronto has done. Is it someone from, is it Justin Morrow from Toronto? I think that to me is probably one of the more interesting questions that needs to be answered, but I would say it's probably either someone from Kansas City, and if they have multiple guys and they cancel each other out, it probably ends up going to Morrow.
Now, Atlanta United FC are an expansion team. Okay, doesn't matter what
first
the
year.
First year, okay. This basically, I knew you're going to say that. So it doesn't matter what they do now, if they, get into the playoffs second, third, maybe win a game or whatever, what is it for the second, third, fourth, tenth year? What, obviously, you want to win the title, you want to win the championship,
mm-hmm.
but, what is there to accomplish if they get to the playoffs, win a match, a second match in their first year, and then in the second year, try to better that, and third year, try to better that, but can Atlanta sustain the crowds and the team? Can they sustain it?
As long as they continue to win, the answer is yes. And this team was built by Tata Martino to win an MLS Cup. And if it happens, it's happened three times in the history of the league in the past. First-year team has made the run all the way to the end. Then this team, they want championships. They want to build them, and they want to get as many of them as humanly possible. They want trophies. And if you win a playoff game, you get into the playoffs. Okay, great, fine. You win a playoff round. Okay, great, fine. You want to win more than that. You want to prove that this was a team that was built to compete, and they are an MLS Cup contender. And with Miguel Almirón getting back into running, if you follow them on social media, then there was a silhouetted photograph of someone who was running in practice, and so you imagine it was Almirón. And the interesting thing about Almirón is that now Italian newspapers are saying that Inter Milan is now tracking Miguel Almirón. And, that presents a degree of gripitude for Atlanta United fans because, we know that he's averaged, 10 or 15 million euros. That's his value. But you're going to try whatever you can do to try to hang on to him for at least one more year after this, because they want to make that run with this group. And I think that in 2019, I think, is when this group that's currently there gets shifted and players end up going and they go to wherever they're going to go, whether it's Europe or South America or what have you. So it's win now and try to get it done.
Okay. Now, final question with the Hall of Famer John Nelson of OSG Sports. Let's take it to world of footy or soccer. This past weekend, another round of World Cup qualifying matches. Basically, what results surprised you?
Surprise? Probably the margin that the USA knocked off Panama.
I was hoping you'd say that.
I would say it's just the margin itself. You know, when you're thinking, okay, you've got to get a result on the board, and you put four up, I think that that was really more than anything. I don't think it was necessarily the fact that they took full points, but the manner in which they did. And when you can add in a Panenka for a penalty kick from Jozy Altidore, that's not a bad thing either. So I would say not that they got full points, but the way that they did would be the surprise.
All right. That's John Nelson.
And Costa Rica maybe winning in the 95th, you know, with Kendall Waston, you know, the way that they did, you know, sixth minute of stoppage time. So, and if you haven't, go find the Spanish language call of the Kendall Waston goal in Costa Rica, Honduras. It is amazing. So that's it. Okay, I'm done.
All right. That's John Nelson of OSG Sports in Atlanta. John, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Easiest way is to do it on the Twitters, at OSG Nelson. And then you can also follow OSG Sports at OSG Sports. And we've got at Soccer Down Here, Soccer Down Here Daily Radio with myself, Jason Longshore, and Jared Smith, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 on Blog Talk Radio, also syndicated on ESPN Coastal. You can follow along there at Soccer Down Here on the Twitters as well. Reach out to us on Facebook at OSG Sports. Reach out to us at Soccer Down Here - Atlanta United for the Facebook for that. So any way you want to get in touch with us, make it a two-way street, and we'll always have a good time 24/7, 365.
It's John Nelson of OSG Sports in Atlanta, the Hall of Famer. And don't forget to check out Soccer Down Here, also available on the barnburner.ca Monday through Friday, and OSG College Football Monday and Wednesday on barnburner.ca. Thanks a lot, John.
Anytime, my friend.